Hello, my name is Abnaz Selwa and you're listening to Read It, Read It, an Akadi magazine segment aimed at book lovers. Our goal is to get you reading more books by Ghanaian authors, poets, illustrators, or books about Ghana. We want you to share your thoughts on these books and hopefully, instead of us urging you to read it, you'll be telling us you've read it. In this episode, we're reviewing Ada's Realm by Sharon Dodua Utu, which has been translated from German to English by John Cho Polizzi. Sharon was born in London to Ghanaian parents and lived in both England and briefly in Ghana before moving to Germany, where she lives with her sons. She's a social activist and has published several newspaper articles and two novellas in English. She wrote a short story in German, which was later awarded the Ingeborg Bachmann Prize in 2016. We've featured Sharon in our fifth issue, Ghanaians in Literature, where she hinted about creating Ada's Realm, so it's really exciting to read the finished product. We received a copy of Ada's Realm from publisher Macclehose Press, which is an imprint of Quercus Editions Limited. My version has 304 pages. Ada's Realm is Sharon's debut novel. You can read more about Sharon and her work in our interview at akadimagazine.co.uk/issue5/, and on her website, sharonutu.com. This book is an exciting exploration into four worlds through the experiences of four women that share the same name, Ada. We meet Ada, number one, in 1459 in the fishing village Totope, some 50 miles from Accra. She's a new mother, but when we meet her, her newborn is dying in front of her eyes. We meet Ada, number two, during Nazi occupation in a concentration camp, first in Poland and then in Germany in 1945. Where she has been forced into prostitution. And later in Stratford-le-Bow, England, in 1848, Ada, number three, appears as a married woman and mother with an unbridled gift for calculating mathematical equations. She's also in a clandestine relationship with a famous English writer. Our final Ada can be found in Berlin in 2019, after migrating from Ghana to the UK and then on to Germany. When we meet her, she's heavily pregnant and looking for somewhere to live. Apart from their names, what unites the four Adas is a mysterious golden bracelet. What I liked about the book is that the reader oscillates between the different lives of the four Adas, which occupy the different historical spaces, geographical areas, and social classes of these worlds. This back and forth reminded me a little of my favourite writer, sci-fi author Octavia E. Butler. Sharon explained during a recent webinar in the USA that the movement between geographical locations reflected the different geographical aspects of herself. Sharon's parents were born and raised in Ghana. Sharon was born in England and her children partly in Germany. Placing the four Adas in different worlds, surrounded by different people, different languages and scenarios, all connected to critical times in world history, i.e. early European colonisation of West Africa and Nazi Germany, cemented in my mind that these women reflected the multiple and collective experiences of women. Trauma, motherhood, and navigating romantic relationships were reoccurring themes that appear in this book. But rather than seeing these women as victims, my reading of them is as heroic, misunderstood, powerful, and extremely strong-spirited individuals. Ada's Realm is also linguistically rich. At least four languages, Ga, Chi, German and English, appear in these books, not to mention an Old English dialect too. The book is replete with Ghanaian phrases and references that most Ghanaians would be familiar with. There is also a level of flexibility in how we interpret this book. Depending on which country you're in, the book has different names. So in Germany, the book is Ada's Raum, in the UK it's Ada's Realm, and in the USA it's Ada's Room. Sharon explains in the webinar discussion that the German language gave her more latitude to play with its meaning than in English, because Raum can refer to room or space or the idea of taking up space or realm. The pronunciation of Ada is different too. Is it Ada, as in Adafwa, a town near Accra, or is it pronounced Ada, as in the European name? Sharon leaves that interpretation up to us, and for me, that flexibility was both a freedom and a burden. Sharon herself describes the book as an exercise in confusion and humour, and how you can use confusion and humour to tell a story about trauma, and how trauma continues to affect us to the present day. As much as I enjoyed the fluidity between time and space and the multiple voices and the layered interpretations, I did get lost at times. So definitely this is a book that deserves more than one read. Ada's Realm triggered so many questions and thoughts for me, linked to how authors balance creative license with preserving historical accuracy, and the treatment of gender roles within the book is also fascinating. But if I had the chance to ask the author anything, it would be, who was Ada's Realm written for? I hope you enjoyed this review, and I'd love to know what you thought of Ada's Realm too. If you've read this book or others by Sharon, tell us what you thought in the comments at acadimagazine@gmail.com. And watch out for our next review, which will be another new release by author Jeffrey Boachi called Kufi and the Rap Battle Summer. Until next time on Read It, Read It. We invite you to seek out books by Ghanaian authors, poets, illustrators, or books about Ghana. We encourage you to share your thoughts, and hopefully, instead of us urging you to read it, you'll be telling us you've read it. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. To listen to more content like this, visit our monthly Acadi Magazine Connecting Communities podcast on Apple, Spotify, Buzzsprout, or wherever you listen to your audio. Follow our news on acadimagazine.com and acadimagazine.co.uk, and access exclusive early release content and discounts at ko-fi.com/acadimagazine. The music in this episode is called Life No Day Easy by Chechuku and the Super Pong Stars, and is a special remix exclusively for Acadi Magazine. Super Pong Stars is a high-octane patchwork of Ghana's indigenous genres, including palm wine music, high life, Afrobeat and Afrofunk. You can find out more about the band on their Instagram, Super Pong Stars. Thank you.